So tonight's story is The Dinosaur Department Store by Lily Murray and Richard Merritt. Eliza Jane was an unusual child. Some called her willful, some called her wild. She didn't like bedtime or broccoli or rules, nor tidying up, nor going to school. So it didn't come as a great surprise when on her birthday, Eliza Jane cried, "Mummy, Daddy, now that I'm 4, I'd like you to buy me a real dinosaur." Her parents weren't keen, it has to be said. They wished she had asked for a rabbit instead. But they swallowed their fears, put on a brave face. "Let's go," said Mummy. "I know just the right place." "Hooray, hooray," said Eliza Jane. And off they went on the 10:20 train. They rushed from the station to the grand front door of the one and only dinosaur store.
"And where are they?"
"I don't know." They rang the bell. The door opened wide. Eliza Jane stepped boldly inside. They were met by a man in a long velvet cloak who twirled his moustache and smiled as he spoke. "Mr. Magisaurus, here at your service. Welcome, my dears, no need to be nervous. Come with me on my magical tour of the dazzling dinosaur department store." Oh, look at this. He pulled back the curtain with outrageous flair. Roars and hisses zipped through the air. "So much to see, it'll make your head spin. Are you ready, dear friends? Then let us begin. We have huge ones, scaly ones, dinos with beaks, sweet little fluffy ones, squeak, squeak, squeak. Fang-toothed carnivores grinding their jaws, rip-roaring raptors with sharp slashing claws. Honking hadrosaurs playing in herds. Tiny feathered theropods squawking like birds. A plesiosaurus feasting on fish. Yikes, Spinosaurus, give that one a mix. A miss." I have your cough now, Rory, don't I? "Huge stomping sauropods stretching their necks bigger than houses, the gentlest of pets. A Margosaurus with her mighty sail. A colossal Diplodocus whipping his tail. These are ankylosaurs, armored like tanks. One's called Maud, the other's called Frank. A clever, fierce Troodon who stays up all night. And Ms. Tyrannosaurus with her bone-crunching bite." Mr. Magisaurus turned to the crowd. He simpered and smirked and looked very proud. "At last we have reached the end of the tour. It's time to choose your own dinosaur." But Eliza Jane had turned to go. "Thank you," she said, "but my answer is no. I did enjoy your wonderful tour, but I no longer want a real dinosaur." Mr. Magisaurus cried out in dismay. "You've wasted my time. Get out of my way." Eliza Jane's parents were rocked to the core as the storekeeper flung them straight out the door. "Eliza Jane, are you upset? We thought you wanted a dinosaur pet." But Eliza Jane just skipped and smiled. "I thought they'd be happier out in the wild." Oh, she's right, isn't she?
Mama, look out.
Look what they've done. What have they done, Ray? The dinosaurs. It looks like they've broken out of the dinosaur department store and they're all running on the streets. And Mr. Magisaurus does not look very happy. These are all the different dinosaurs that he has. Look.
Mama, look at them.
Yeah, well, can we all look at them? And you can tell me which ones you know. Can I have...
No, I want to look at them.
Okay.
You know what this one is?
What is it?
I was thinking about it. Hmm.